Say to you youngsters, you got a big job. You haven't got much time. I say to you young folks in America tonight, please understand America. It's very important. A lot of young folks got upset over what happened at Kenton University. A lot of young folks got upset over what happened at Jackson, Mississippi. If you young folks understood America, Kent University wouldn't have upset you too much. Now get your American history book and read about the founding fathers. Read about them Puritan pilgrims that came over here. Yeah, the book tells you who they was. Say it was a bunch of degenerate cutthroat criminals that the king and queen let out them jails and dungeons and put on that boat because they didn't want to kill them, but they knew the boat wasn't going to make it and them freaks made it. Read your history, and nothing that happens in this country should surprise you. Yeah, it tells you right here in the book. Say they came to these shores and discovered a country that was already occupied. How are you going to discover something somebody else owned and not be a gangster? That's like I walk out of here tonight and you and your lady sitting in your brand new automobile. I say, gee, that sure is a beautiful automobile. I think I'll discover it. And I take it home and tell my wife and friends and loved ones, look at this beautiful automobile I discovered in San Francisco. I say, was anybody in it? Car full of folks. I say, what'd you do with them, Dad? I say, oh, I have them happily living up on a reservation tonight. Oh, understand your history. Yeah, them founding fathers, them wasn't nothing but a bunch of hoodlum cutthroat thugs. Yeah, them cats was in such a weird, degenerate bag when they got here. Dig it. Go get you an anthropology book and study man's behavior pattern. And do you realize man's behavior pattern never differed too much from one man to another man until we got to the American man? Do you know this is the first cat in the history of man that created a wild woolly west? Yeah. As sick as the Romans was, they didn't have no west. Do you know this cat was so messed up in his head, never in the history of man was there a cowboy till it got to this cat here? You realize how sick you got to be to want to be a cowboy? Put one of them old big old bucket hats around your head and some old boots on and an LBJ look on your face and tie guns around your belly talking about, I'm going to clean up the town. And America still got a cowboy mentality. Yeah, the number one television show in the land for the last 15 years is Matt Dillon. That's right. Once a week for 15 years, that sick, perverted pimp rides through your living room, shacking up with Kitty. You realize what happened to be wrong with a man's mind when he gets so pervert and so sick that he got to be a cowboy, he got to kill one another for physical therapy. One day the cowboys had a meeting. Say, we got a problem. Say, what's the problem, hombre? Say, we wiping out one another. Say, ain't nothing we can do about that, hombre. Cowboy can't be cowboy without someone to kill. Say, well, we got a plan. Say, what's the plan, hombre? Say, we gonna get somebody else to kill. Say, who? Say, that's not important. We got a master plan here. What's important is what we gonna name them. Say, what you gonna name them? We're going to call them engines. Cowboy and engine. Say, who's going to be the first engine? Say, tell that red boy to come here. Come here, red boy. What you want, Kemosabe? You the engine, boy. The what? What's that? You find out. Take that gun and break for the hills. The red man made a pretty good little engine until he got hip to what was going down, and he hurried up back to the great white father's mansion, knocked on the door. Great white father came, looked out the door. Yeah, what you want, engine? And me just come to tell you, me no more be your engine. Say, what? You red-faced, moccasin-wearing freak. Who in the... Say, you call me all the dirty names you want to call me. Great white father, me still not going to be your engine no more. Well, rather than the cowboy be outdone, he looked at the red man and say, oh, I know why you want to quit. You found out great white father got too much manhood for you, huh, boy? Say, a great white father, your manhood's never bothered us. We checked that out the day you landed on the Plymouth Rock. Say, well, you got to admit we some mean hombres. We kill too good for you, that right? Say, we do admit you some mean hombres, and you do kill good. That didn't surprise us. Matter of fact, everything you did to us, we expected it. Rape our women, kill our kids, and burn our village down. That didn't surprise us at all. Say, oh, come on, you know damn good and well we surprised you. That's why you want to quit. Say, oh, yes. Great white father, you did surprise us on one thing you did. But it wasn't you killing us. It wasn't raping our women and killing our kids and burning our village down. That didn't surprise us. What surprised us, great white father, is after you've done all them vicious things to us, you go all over the world and try to convince people that red man is the savage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be your engine no more. Say, okay, boy. You don't want to be the engine no more. We put you up on a reservation, kill you anyway. See, great white father, do whatever you feel you have to do. Just understand one thing from this day on, whatever you do to us, remember, you're not doing to an engine, you're doing to a red man. So the red man rolled.